So the 2015 Oscars wrapped up about an hour ago. And as we do during the Super Bowl, millions gathered around the new campfires to watch. What did we see?
Joining us now to talk about all of it, the fashion, the political statements, Neil Patrick Harris in his underwear, are Tom Fitzgerald and Lorenzo Marquez. They are the fashion and pop culture bloggers, together known as TiLo, and their new book is called Everybody Wants to Be Me or Do Me, Fabulous and Opinionated Guide to Celebrity and Style. They're with us from WHYY in Philadelphia. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, although I'm a little tired after, you know, staying up for the end.
Oh,
I don't know if it was worth
it. Yes.
Well, so here's my question. I like to be, you know, upbeat about these things, and everybody always says the Oscars is bad, and I always say, no, I liked it. Last night was probably the worst one I've ever seen. What about you guys?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm not an expert on Oscars history, but I keep thinking of Rob Lowe singing and dancing with Snow White. What was that, like 25 years ago? I think that was the worst in Oscars history. I think, you know, I feel sorry for anybody, well, as sorry as I can for any overpaid celebrity, but I feel sorry for anybody who takes the job to host the Oscars, because there's never a unanimous opinion that they did a great job. It's always nitpicked to death. I think Neil Patrick Harris was fine. I think there were long moments that weren't very funny, but I don't think that's necessarily avoidable for the Oscars. But he did all right. I can't hate.
Long moments like this one, by the way. This is the shtick that he had with this box of predictions with Octavia Spencer. Here we go.
Inside, predictions. I will now read my predictions to you. I, Neil Patrick Harris, hereby predict that after J.K.'s speech, we will all call our parents, not text.
Oh, God.
Happen. I will intentionally mispronounce.
Well, and yes, and he said all the things that happened, so obviously.
I kept waiting for him to just turn to the camera and say, you know what, this bit isn't working, never mind.
And he's such a talented, you know, he's so talented when he does the Tonys. It seems as if maybe that he was more comfortable there, but there was something awkward about watching this very beloved fellow not do his best.
Right.
No.
I also thought that the underwear thing was a little bit too much. Yeah, you're in perfect shape, but come on, you know.
Have a little dignity.
Well, speaking of which, many women were claiming theirs. Reese Witherspoon, Julianne Moore, Patricia Arquette, among those who popularized the hashtag AskHerMore, meaning don't ask me about my dress, ask me about my work. The E! Network Manny Cam was gone. Some people didn't even know they had, with it, even when people showed their manicures. So there seemed like there was a distinct women power vibe.
And that's awesome. I mean, I thought Patricia Arquette's speech was phenomenal, but
she called for equal pay, yeah.
Exactly. It was a wonderful moment, and it was a lot of fun seeing like J-Lo and Meryl Streep get taken to church because they were cheering her on in the audience. But let's not lose sight of what the Oscars is. It is a big popularity contest and fashion show for the vast majority of the public. All of those actresses, listen, I agree, they should not be asked stupid or sexist questions on the red carpet. Absolutely not. And I'm all for that. I'm all for abolishing dumb questions about their diet and about their bodies and about their gender. I'm all for more questions about the work and stuff like that. But people do want to hear what they're wearing. And it's especially the designers who lend them these $100,000 couture gowns and these jewelers who lend them as much as $1 million worth of diamonds. Yeah, they want that question asked, too, and they want it answered on camera. This has been the sort of social compact now for over 20 years. And if the red carpet's going to change, and it might, you have to make sure that the public is on board with it. And right now, I still see a public that is very hungry for those, you know, kinds of silly, what are you wearing kind of questions.
Well, so give it to them then, guys. Who was the best dressed last night?
Lupita Nyong'o.
Absolutely. I mean, her Calvin Klein, custom Calvin Klein gown, excuse me, was absolute stunning.
She looked like a giant pile of pearls.
And the worst? Who was the worst?
Here's the thing about worst. I mean, the Oscars are so conservative now that the difference between worst and best is almost minor. It's like by degrees, because everyone's working in a very, very narrow sort of paradigm there. So for me, I did not like Rosamund Pike's sort of boudoir, bordello, Catherine Zeta-Jones style red lace gown. And I also did not like Viola Davis. She walked out in this gigantic Barbara Bush inaugural gown that just seemed 20 years out of style.
Well, one thing I do want to get to just in the last minute or so that we have is a lot of people probably missed Joan Rivers, who used to really own the Oscar night.
Oh,
right.
We did.
Well, and she wasn't even mentioned in the retrospective looking at those who we lost in the last year.
Yeah, I thought that was really bad. And the Academy, I think they tweeted or something or they said something about that, you know, they mentioned her on the site, but they didn't have enough room for everyone, you know, which is not a very good answer.
Yeah.
So you guys missed her.
Oh, absolutely.
God, yeah. She's our fairy godmother. We wouldn't be who we are. No one who comments on red carpet would have a job without Joan. She literally coined the phrase, "Who are you wearing?" We miss her influence. We missed her keeping celebrities honest. We're trying to pick up her mantle as much as possible and run with it. And puncture the self-importance of events like these.
Well, not my favorite Oscars, but I'm going to give it another chance next year, as I always do.
As you always do.
As I always
do. Sure, the Oscars, the Academy's happy to hear that.
Tom Fitzgerald and Lorenzo Marquez, the fashion and pop culture bloggers. Their new book is called Everybody Wants to Be Me or Do Me, Fabulous and Opinionated Guide to Celebrity and Style. Thanks, guys.
Thank you
so much.